Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Biden administration is now confirming more than 13,500 cases of monkeypox in the United States, more than any other country. The White House is announcing 1.8 million additional vaccine doses will be available to states early next week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this next phase targets current high transmission populations.
Today, HHS is announcing a pilot program for additional vaccine allocations to state and local health departments whose jurisdictions are hosting events that draw a majority of people from the MSM community.
More than 80 countries where the virus resembling smallpox is not usually found are reporting outbreaks. The Justice Department now has 1 week to provide a redacted copy of the affidavit used to justify the FBI's unprecedented search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. At today's hearing, a federal judge said he believed the affidavit should be partially released. Multiple news outlets want access to sealed documents containing evidence that led to the court-authorized search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence last week, but the organizations also say they do not want to release any information that would have a chilling effect on current or future witnesses. It is back-to-school season in the United States, with more than 50 million children beginning to return to classes. NPR's Corey Turner has more.
Classes in Jackson started last week.
Gotta eat your Wheaties.
Superintendent Eric Green visited four schools on day one, greeting students, teachers, and staff.
Thank you. Right, yeah, no they've been problem. Talking about, they've been raving about you. So it's a pleasure to meet you.
The new year here looked much like it will in lots of places. Children and families seem genuinely happy to be back. Masks are no longer required. Federal relief dollars are hard at work, helping pay for everything from student supports to new air conditioning. And while remote learning sent test scores plummeting, new data suggests students here made up a lot of ground last year, a trend Jackson hopes to continue this year. Corey Turner, NPR News.
Israel raided the offices of several Palestinian rights groups in the occupied West Bank. Israel had previously designated them as terrorist organizations. The rights groups deny the charges. NPR's Fatma Tanis has more from Jerusalem.
Israeli forces confiscated equipment at the offices of seven rights groups. They welded entrances shut and left notices declaring them closed. Among the organizations is Al-Haq, a prominent Palestinian rights group that documents alleged human rights violations by Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Last year, Israel outlawed the groups, claiming ties with the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, which is considered a terror group by the U.S. and the European Union. But just last month, nine European countries said they had seen no substantial evidence to support Israel's claims and that they would continue to work with the groups. Fatma Tanis, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR. Author Salman Rushdie's alleged attacker made a court appearance today. Prosecutors in Chautauqua County, New York, said a grand jury had indicted Hadi Matar. Today, the judge refused to grant him bail. Police say the New Jersey resident repeatedly stabbed Rushdie during an onstage event last week. Rushdie's agent says that the 75-year-old sustained severe wounds, including to his liver, and may also lose an eye. A Los Angeles County coroner has ruled actor Anne Heche's death an accident. According to the just-released report, the cause was, quote, inhalation and thermal injuries. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports Heche died after she crashed her car into a residential building earlier this month.
The crash left her in a coma and then declared legally dead by the state of California until her family removed her from life support. She was 53 years old. The coroner's report states that Heche also suffered from sternal fracture due to blunt trauma. Heche was known for her roles in movies such as Volcano and 6 Days, 7 Nights, as well as her TV appearances on Ally McBeal and Nip Tuck. She also starred in the ABC romantic comedy Men in Trees. Heche also became something of an icon among queer people after her high-profile relationship with Ellen DeGeneres. According to the coroner's report, her body has been released to her family. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, attended a meeting in Lviv with the heads of the UN and Turkey. They were discussing Ukraine's grain exports, deemed vital to a number of countries facing food shortages. This is NPR News.